Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest stories this week has been how the Wuhan lab leak theory was actually correct, and the mainstream media that told you that was disinformation, told you not to share that, not to spread that, would censor you, ban you if you did. All the American news outlets, politicians saying, no, it did not come from a laboratory, and in fact, that's racist for you to say that, and Trump is a racist for him to say that. And of course, they were wrong. Now, why are they talking about this now? Is it because China is getting involved with Russia going into Ukraine? Is it because Joe Biden and his family have been caught in many of their criminal enterprises, laundering money, 10% for the big guy, foreign influence? Blackmail, bribery. He just sent a guy to jail who exposed it. You didn't hear about that, did you? I mean, you don't know his name. I think it was Galt. I covered it yesterday. I already forgot the guy's name. Because they're not talking about it 24/7 on the news. But yeah, a guy that showed Biden's potential foreign business dealings being criminal, Biden had him arrested. Isn't that something? And that's a theme, by the way, that we're going to have today, because InfoWars is the canary in the coal mine. So what they do to Alex Jones, what they do to InfoWars, eventually they'll do to everybody else. But that'll be the theme ongoing. But I want to play a clip for you from April 2022 from Ann Applebaum. You want to know how propaganda works, folks? This is how it works right here. You want to know how the leftist ideology justifies it? This is all right here. Now, today, Ann Applebaum is out supporting the war in Ukraine, supporting the war propaganda for The Atlantic, just like she always does, state-sponsored, state-run propaganda from Ann Applebaum. But if you want to know how it all works, listen to what she said in April 2022, after they all told us the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Remember that? They told you the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Same people that told you that COVID-19 did not come out of a Wuhan laboratory. Same people that told you that, told you Hunter Biden's laptop was disinformation. They lied. And here was Ann Applebaum addressing that lie during a question and answer session. Listen to what she says here. It tells you everything.
Let's take a...
So, amazing. Thank you. Thank you for doing this. Really appreciate it. I'm Daniel Schmidt. I'm a freshman at the University of Chicago. My question is for Ms. Applebaum. So in 2020, you wrote, those who live outside the Fox News bubble do not, of course, need to learn any of the stuff about Hunter Biden, referring to his laptop, of course. A poll later after that found that if voters knew about the content of the laptop, 16% of Joe Biden voters would have acted differently. Now, of course, we know a few weeks ago, the New York Times confirmed that the content is real. Do you think the media acted inappropriately when they instantly dismissed Hunter Biden's laptop as Russian disinformation? And what can we learn from that in ensuring that what we label as disinformation is truly disinformation and not reality?
My problem with Hunter Biden's laptop is I think it's totally irrelevant.
Oh.
I mean, it's not whether it's disinformation or, I mean, I don't think the Hunter Biden's business relationships have anything to do with who should be president of the United States. So I don't find it to be interesting. I mean, that would be my problem with that as a major news story.
Yeah, you didn't answer the question, though, did you? And notice what you said. Well, it's not about disinformation. It was irrelevant. No, it was about it being disinformation. That's what we were told to. That was the lie. That was the point. But see, but there's their attitude. well, we don't think the Hunter Biden laptop story is relevant, so we're just going to censor it and make sure nobody sees it. Well, 60% of voters that voted for Biden thought it was relevant, so why do you get to decide for them too, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil for the 50% off or our great physio magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I got to tell you, it's a real shame that Alex isn't on here right now with us, because the theme for today, a lot of the theme for today, is going to be how you're not wasting your time here. Are you tuned in every day now to find out how the world really works? Are you sharing these links to the live streams and the reports at Band Out Video with your friends and family so that they can find out how the world really works? Are you part of the information war yet? Are you becoming a modern day Paul Revere yet? It's not the are you entertained from the Gladiator, it's are you not informed? Do you not understand how the world works? Are you not seeing around the corner when you tune in here every day? Of course you are. That's why you're here, and that's why the tyrants want it shut down. They want that vision around the corner. They don't want you to know so that they can take advantage and leverage it. But that's why we're here. But why do I say I wish Alex was here? Because on the Joe Rogan podcast with Russell Brand yesterday, which probably is his biggest of the year, I would say, two heavyweights in podcasting right now, Rogan and Brand, one of their topics of discussion was Alex Jones. And it wasn't even necessarily Alex Jones. It's just that the phenomenon of the mainstream media lying to you about everything, and then now, it used to be, you know, next decade's news today, or maybe next year's news today. Now it's like, I mean, the spiral, the velocity of the news cycle moves so fast now, is so tight now, where it's just like a couple months or a couple days. So they're discussing that, how Alex was ahead of that curve, and has been for decades. And look at what Alex and us, you in the audience, look at what we've built here. The mothership of information and human intelligence. For the people, by the people, all of us together. And there were a couple news stories today that it was like that same phenomenon where we talked about it on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, and now here we are Friday, and boom, they're now saying it in the mainstream news. All kinds of different examples. From what's going on in Ukraine, to now the lawfare that's about to be launched against Fox News and any other big conservative outlet till they can crush you, just like they did to InfoWars and Alex Jones. And they brag about it now. They don't even hide it. Or maybe we could look over here. You know, two Democrat senators are hospitalized right now. Yeah, can't do their job. Dianne Feinstein and John Fetterman. Hope they're getting better. But right now, it's not good. They're not there. They're in the hospital. And Fetterman is somehow co-sponsoring bills. The Republicans have demanded proof of life. And the only proof that has been offered is a co-sponsorship of a bill, which they're doubting the legitimacy of, as they should. Even Newsweek has an issue with that. But how about this? I felt some relief because after we had the CPS segment yesterday, that was probably the biggest part of that show yesterday, got shared a lot that moment. In Tennessee, they signed a bill banning drag queen story time for kids and other such things. And I was on the phone with another local reporter talking about following up on this, thinking kind of like how it normally is, like, hey, if we don't push the gas on this thing, and if we don't apply the pressure on this thing and stress test this thing all the way, no one else will. Because that's how it's been here for Alex Jones and InfoWars for so long. And then one of the biggest stories, Tennessee bill banning transgender story time, banning trans youth surgeries. And while I'm still going to do the follow-up reporting with this other local reporter here on the issue, it was just such a sense of relief. It's like we really do have good people now that are in the government and are doing the right things that need to be done. It's really happening. And granted, we're playing from behind and with a shortened deck, but we're coming on fast and we're much more skilled and agile than our enemy. They're just a brute force. So we'll be covering that today as well. You've got infrastructure collapsing all around you. A stunning video. And you kind of, again, you're getting this stuff every day, every week, whether it is a man getting shot execution style in the streets of St. Louis in broad daylight with people filming it. Just that kind of unreal scenery in our cities. There was a police chase in Baltimore last night. Cars get out of control, skid into a building, and the building collapses on the vehicles. Baltimore. We know who runs Baltimore, don't we? We know the old party that runs Baltimore and has for so long. That's wild stuff. And it's every day, whether it's a massive structure fire, an explosion, a train derailment, plane crash. Processing plants, facilities for food, for metal, for energy. It's just every day. And sure, we can sit here and say this is Biden's America, and that's fair. But it's much deeper than that. This problem has been building beneath the surface, but really not even beneath the surface. We've been watching this happen in front of our eyes for decades. We've been watching this. We've been watching U.S. inner cities crumble and collapse right before our very eyes for decades. And now it's just reached the point where it's literally collapsing on top of you. The building is literally on fire, blowing up. The trains are off the tracks. So sure, this is Biden's America. This is Democrat America. And they can try to distract like Gavin Newsom does, responding to the bill in Tennessee saying, Tennessee has the 8th highest murder rate in the nation. Well, that's funny because we can investigate that and find out that the reason why Tennessee has the eighth highest murder rate is because of Memphis, which is run by Democrats. Should I remind Gavin Newsom of that? And we do have Bob Barnes coming up in the third hour today with big news on the legal front with the vaccine issue. And I also want to cover these bills banning the tranny story time for kids and the chop, the weenie chop for little boys that the liberal progressive Democrats want. They'd probably mandate it if they could. So all of that coming up on the Alex Jones Show. But are you not informed? Are you not tuned in here to find out how the world really works? See, some people don't want you to know how the world really works. That way they can beat you at the game of life and take advantage of you and manipulate and deceive you. And we don't want that to happen to you. And that's why they want to shut down. And that's why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is paramount. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are having our gladiatorial moment in the media landscape right now. Have you not been informed on this Friday, March 3rd, 2023, Alex Jones show transmission, Owen Schroer filling in? Have you not been informed? I feel that this truly is the InfoWars gladiator moment. In the middle of the arena, been stabbed, been spit on, been lied about, been set up, been framed, been sabotaged, standing in the middle of the arena saying, have you not been informed? Are you not informed? Do you not see how the world works? Have you not had the future foretold for you right here? You have. And that's why you're tuned in today. And that's why you spread the links to your friends and family. And here we are. Now, what examples do I want to use? Now, I came on the first of the year on this show, and I said, get ready for major economic distress and a volatile market and things to go down economically. And now it's the Business Insider today. A perfect storm of recession, debt, and out-of-control inflation is coming for markets this year. Remember when we told you that whatever they do to Alex Jones and InfoWars, they're going to be doing to you next? First it was the censorship. Now it's the lawsuits. And we played the video from Robert Fourth Reich on Tuesday, where he's just bragging about it now. They don't even lie. They don't even hide it. Robert Reich does an entire video, and he says, our way of ending conservative news, our way of silencing our opposition, is to sue them, just like we did to Alex Jones. He said that. This isn't even us warning you that's what they want to do anymore. They're doing it, and they're celebrating it, and they're putting it out as their public blueprint on how to destroy their opposition and silence them. Robert Fourth Reich. And now, Fox News in billion-dollar lawsuits. Rupert Murdoch in billion-dollar lawsuits. And now, Nina Jankowicz, who is an expert, they say, on disinformation, has just announced and is asking for donations for a lawsuit because she got removed from her Department of Homeland Security job, which they said didn't even exist. They said it. They said, we're going to make the disinformation team here. And then they launched their secret department, and she was in it. Then they said, never mind, we're not doing it. It didn't exist, and she never worked here. And now she's suing and blaming that on Fox News. Now, we know that's totally illegitimate. It's all totally illegitimate. It's like Robert Forth Reich said. They've found the way to silence their opposition. They have found the way to censor the people they want censored. And that is through legal warfare and lawsuits. And they know they have enough minions out there to go along with it. They know they have enough brainwashed fools out there to go along with it. They know they got enough bought-off judges to go along with it, Soros judges and attorneys to go along with it. So they're just launching it. They're just going full public with it. Told you that was coming. We told you the situation in Ukraine is not what they claim it to be. And now we've got the numbers we're going to be going through today from the Council on Foreign Relations. How much aid has the U.S. sent Ukraine? Here are six charts. We'll go through those charts. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know how they're going to keep this under wraps. Folks, Ukraine is being devastated right now. Devastated. And, I mean, it's impossible to know specific details, because I know we can't trust the mainstream news. I don't trust the U.S. government. But it looks like at this point, probably hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians have died. Maybe tens of thousands of Russians. Again, the numbers, it's hard to get real specific numbers or good details. But that's what it's looking like. And we're talking about entire Ukrainian cities destroyed. And you've got to wonder who's organizing this Ukrainian army, putting their troops, putting their military operations in the middle of critical infrastructure zones and residence zones and community center areas. And the Russians just come and mop it all up. And then there's nothing left. And you know what is even sicker about this? And this is why I think at this point, my analysis would be Russia is eventually going to get to the Dnipro River probably next year. I mean, it looks like they're accelerating, but I'm still probably thinking next year is when the next big development happens. And they'll basically give Zelensky one last out to say, resign, remove from power. And we're going to have an election, and then they'll have an election, and then a pro-Russian president will be elected. That'd be the most peaceful route when it gets to that point. Or they can try to get a larger war with Ukraine going. But I don't think that's what the Biden administration actually wants. What I think is going to happen, after Ukraine has been properly destroyed, which is what's going to happen, after Ukraine has been properly destroyed, BlackRock is going to come in and get $300 billion to rebuild Ukraine of your money. See how it all works? The weapon manufacturers and contractors get paid. The Ukrainian assets and rat holes get funded. And then at the bottom line, BlackRock, the biggest group, the biggest funding group on the planet, gets to come in and gets the $100 billion contracts to rebuild Ukraine. That's what's going to happen. So we got more instances of the theme of the day. Alex Jones was right. And other news stories coming up. Don't go anywhere.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new world order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
What is the American media leaving out of the Ukraine story? What are they not telling you? What are they getting wrong? And why? Well, they're not reporting how devastated Ukraine is right now. They're not devastated the massive destruction of Ukraine. They're not properly covering the massive amount of death that's happened in this war. They're not properly covering the amount of support this war is getting. They want you to think this is a popular war backed by Europe, backed by other countries. It's not. It's not. And they want you to think that you need to be concerned about Ukraine's border and you need to think Vladimir Putin and Russia is the bad guy that we are going after and saving Ukraine from, which is not accurate either. And I don't know if we're quite there yet, but I've been around long enough, and I've been the target of censorship, political persecution, and prison enough to know what my enemy has planned for me next. And so depending on how this all goes, and I think at this point I'm convinced that they're just going to let Russia probably take Ukraine, destroy Ukraine, and then BlackRock come in and build it all up. But if this thing gets more serious, and instead of letting Zelensky resign or flying him out of there or saving his ass in about a year from now, and they decide to ramp it up, they will start the Department of Justice, if it's still run by Democrats, that is, if you still have a Democrat or controlled opposition in the White House, a controlled asset in the White House, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and others will start rounding up people that they call Russian assets, Russian spies, what have you, and none of it will be accurate. It won't be people that are Russian anything. It'll just be Americans that don't support the war, and they'll start rounding them up, arresting them, and throwing them in gulags. So we're not quite there yet, but I see that around the corner, 100% being the case. So right now, it's like low risk level to cover this war accurately. A year from now might be moderate risk. And then if another Democrat or Biden wins again in 2024, it will be high risk to cover the war in Ukraine and not be fully on board for it and supporting Zelensky. You'll be arrested and called a Russian asset is where I see that going. You think that's crazy? They still have veterans, doctors, parents rotting in jail cells for walking on grass or walking through velvet ropes at the Capitol. Years of jail time. No, they'll lock up your ass 100% and throw away the key for political purposes. They don't care about you. Your life means nothing. Collateral damage to these tyrants. But let's look at these numbers, because when you see it, I think the story hits a little harder. And this is the Council on Foreign Relations. I mean, I'm not telling you the be-all, end-all of truth. But when it comes to a breakdown of the money being spent in Ukraine, I've not found a better resource with the illustrations than this from the Council on Foreign Relations. How much aid has the U.S. sent Ukraine? Here are six charts. And let's just review these charts, shall we? Let's start with the first chart here. Now, again, are these numbers accurate? It's hard to keep track of. And the last time these numbers were updated, this chart, that is, was January 15th. So are these numbers accurate? I don't know. There's so much money being thrown over there and weapons and everything. We can't even keep track. There's no oversight. But this is what the Council on Foreign Relations is reporting as of January 15th. Now, what do you notice about this little bar graph that we have here where military aid is at $46.6 billion, financial aid is at $26.4 billion, and then what is that tiny little sliver at the top there? Humanitarian aid. Tiny little guy. Little humanitarian aid. We'll give you a little bit. We'll pinch a little off the top for the people. So, I mean, you do the math. According to this, it's just shy of $100 billion. And most of it is military aid. So do you think if people saw this graph, they might change their mind? So they're saying total $77 billion as of January 15th, and we know at least another billion has been sent since then. And the vast majority of that military, tiny little humanitarian, and then a little just financial, whatever that means. We're just sending them cash, I guess, so that they can pay their pensions, pay their military. You know, and then the smallest little sliver so that they can have food and water, and the biggest being military. So the military-industrial complex, they're getting their cut. But you might say, well, how does that stack up, though? How does that stack up with aid to other foreign countries? You know, we give plenty of military aid, and we give plenty of aid out to other countries. How does it stack up? Maybe it's not much. Oh, actually, it's quite a bit. U.S. military assistance to Ukraine since the invasion, compared with that to top recipients in 2020, Israel being the top at $3.3 billion. And here's Ukraine since the invasion. Military aid, not all the aid, just military aid here, $46 billion. So how does that stack up with aid given to other countries? Well, you can stack them all up together and it still won't even see the top. Mm-hmm. What's really going on in Ukraine? But you might say, well, what about the rest of the world, though? What about the rest of the world? What about the European countries, the NATO countries? Surely they're throwing tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars at the situation as well, right? I mean, let's level this out. Wrongo. Wrongo. Chart number three. Once again, stack up all the aid from every other country on Earth, plus the EU as a separate institution, and you still would not equal what the United States has given. Now, is this a victory for capitalism? I'm just wondering for you liberal leftist Democrats out there that hate capitalism so much, but you love the war in Ukraine. How are you going to fund that war without that capitalism you hate so much? You ever thought of that? Kind of like, how are you going to confiscate our guns without guns? But I'm digressing. So there it is. Nope. You're not getting the support from Europe. You're not getting the support from NATO and NATO countries. EU institutions, that's a nice little whatever that is. EU institutions are heavily supporting it out of Europe, but that's it. That's all you got. The United Kingdom actually supporting more than anybody else, which is odd. And then Poland in there. So, nope, you're not getting the support from Europe. Nope, you're not getting the support from NATO. Nope, this war is not popular around the world. No, the world is not getting behind Ukraine. That is not the case. And no, Ukraine is not winning either. Ukraine is losing. Ukraine is being devastated. Ukraine is being destroyed at this rate. If the war keeps up, you're going to have probably at least 500,000 dead by next year when the Russians get to the Dnipro River and surround Kiev and probably offer Zelensky one last chance to stand down. That's if he's still there at that time, which he may decide to get out of there because that might be his last chance. That's what's really going on in Ukraine. Still support it?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Including a familiar name that's involved in all of this. Very suspicious. Very suspicious. Alex Vindman? Him again? Not him, no way. Yes way. I really don't know how the Western media, the Biden administration, is going to keep the story, the truth about what's going on in Ukraine under wraps much longer, folks. I really don't. And depending on how aggressive or accelerationist Russia wants to be in this advancement, perhaps will be the ultimate determination. It's not going to be whether they decide to have integrity overnight or not. It's not going to be whether or not they want to support the Biden administration's lies or wars or the military-industrial complex or not. That they've already decided. It's just going to be a matter of, can they possibly keep it under wraps, what's really going on in Ukraine? But eventually, the rest of the world is not going to want to carry the weight and carry the water for the corrupt Western media. The rest of the world is not going to want to carry the weight and carry the water for the corrupt Biden administration. They're already sick of it. They're already sick of it in Europe. And they're sick of it elsewhere. And it's the wildest thing is the ultimate, the final linchpin in this whole deal is the American liberal. As soon as you brainwashed idiots realize you've been conned, admit you've been lied to, not, oh, Jimmy Kimmel, we didn't know it came out of the lab and we still don't know. And The View, it doesn't matter if it came out of the lab. Trump is racist. And the rest of you hacks It's just unbelievable. You end up being the linchpin that is holding together the very military-industrial complex that you claim to hate. You end up being the linchpin that is holding together the big pharmaceutical, big agra, big government, big tech collusion that you claim to hate. You're the linchpin holding it together. And the whole world knows it. And you're just going to have to, I mean, you're never going to accept it, though. You never accepted it when masks didn't work. You never accepted it when Hunter Biden's laptop was real. You never accepted it when the Wuhan lab leak theory was true. You'll never accept it. Now, before I get into the latest here out of Ukraine, we are listener supported, and that's how we're able to tell the truth and speak our minds freely. And so thanks to the audience shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, buying the products. We are still on air today despite all the censorship. Not many, folks, not many, if any, very small handful of people could endure the censorship we've taken and still be here to tell the tale, but more importantly, report the news and the truth every day. Not many. And that is thanks to you in the audience supporting us. InfoWarsStore.com, all the great products, the great supplements, like prebiotic fiber back in stock, 40% off. CBD full spectrum. I still have people raving about this to me when I see them saying it's the greatest CBD full spectrum supplement product they've ever had. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Down and out liquid sleep support, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Or the final copies of Alex's book, the best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. Final signed copies are available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. And if you don't want to buy a product today, you can just go to InfoWarsStore.com, click on the Donate tab, and fund us that way as well. Now, this was shared by Jack Posobiec here from the UK WSSC concept briefing. Some slides here, slides 28 and 29. Bottom line, Ukraine needs UK WSSC, and it's just saying like Ukraine can't survive without all the support, which is true. And then what are the points of contact here? Oh, Alex Vindman, CEO, Trident International LLC, and that's that little trident that Zelensky's wearing everywhere? So Zelensky's trident is tied to Alex Vindman, and the United 24 logo is tied to a Balenciaga designer. That's what's on his sweatshirt that he wears everywhere that they're selling, by the way. You can buy one. Balenciaga creative inspired. And Alex Vindman, Trident International inspired. Or they're all just on the same team. And then who's Yevgeny Vindman? Well, is there another Vindman now? We've got multiple Vindmans. These Vindmans are running around everywhere. They're like naked mole rats running around foreign policy. Let's not forget it was Alex Vindman.
You know, before he was the Democrat whistleblower, before he was the anti-Trump hero.
Remember, he was offered jobs in Ukraine. Remember that? He was offered jobs in Ukraine. For their military. And he thought, you know, it'd probably be safer and more profitable if I just started a business and did work with you guys. Ah, yes. Very smart, Alex. Very wise indeed.
And we'll make you a darling of the media, and we'll make you a darling of the Democrat Party. You know, a nice warmonger like us.
So now the Vindmans are tied into this too? Who's all getting paid off in Ukraine right now? How many Republicans and Democrats are getting paid off in Ukraine right now? I know the ones that aren't. It's the ones that want to stop the war and stop funding it, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and others. What about the rest of them? How many people are getting those billions that are going to Ukraine? 10% for the big guy? How much is Hunter Biden getting? How much is Vindman getting? Who's getting paid off? Who's making money? How much is BlackRock going to make in the cleanup and the rebuild? And they don't even hide it, folks. What we covered it again. It was earlier this week or last week. I think it was the Associated Press or MSN. The story was syndicated everywhere. The next big project, rebuilding Ukraine. And so they have all these subtle ways of telling you what's really going on without telling you what's really going on. But if you can read between the lines and if you find the right sources of information, you figure it out. It's like, I get it. Send all the weapons into Ukraine. Start the war in Ukraine. Destroy Ukraine. And then come in and rebuild afterwards. Brilliant. Brilliant. The Pied Piper of the military-industrial complex. Or kind of like, let's fund gain-of-function research in a laboratory and let's have the virus leak from the lab and then get a bunch of people sick. And then with the media that we own and control, we'll have them build it up to be the biggest story, the pandemic. And then with the media we own and control, we'll tell everybody to take our vaccine, and then with the government we own and control, we'll force them to buy our vaccine so that it's quote-unquote free. Oh, the big pharmaceutical industrial complex works just like the military industrial complex. And do they care how many people die? No, as long as they get filthy rich. And they do. More money going into Ukraine now more than ever. More money into big pharmaceutical and their vaccines now more than ever. Who's still falling for this crap? I'm telling you, I don't know how they're going to keep this under wraps, though. NBC reporter goes to Crimea, shocks viewers by telling the truth, and how everyone in Crimea is pro-Russia, anti-Zelensky. I mean, you can't say everybody, but, you know, it's like going to East Palestine, Ohio, and asking people about Biden or Trump, you know. Going to be a pretty obvious majority response there. Yeah, you go to Crimea. Yeah, you go to eastern Ukraine. Yeah, you go to northern Ukraine. Yeah, you talk to people. It's going to be pretty obvious how they feel about the situation. And it's not the way you think. No, it's not. NBC reporter goes to Crimea, shocks viewers by telling the truth. Mainstream media correspondents for major U.S. networks rarely, if ever, report from inside Crimea and certainly are nowhere near Russian-held territory in eastern Ukraine. Patrick Lancaster is, though, reporting the truth there. However, this week, NBC News chief international correspondent Keir Simmons went to Sevastopol, surrounded by a significant Russian military presence, given it is home to Russia's Navy's Black Sea Fleet. In a live segment, admitted that it's not all realistic. At all realistic that Zelensky and Ukraine forces can ever hope to take Crimea, and probably never eastern Ukraine either. You've been lied to by your media. Zelensky is not the media darling in Ukraine. He is in the West. He's not the hero he is in Ukraine as he is here in the West. And the people there actually are mostly pro-Russia, pro-Putin.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target.